This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Grab the perfect get-up-and-go breakfast for you and your crew. Right now, two soft and fluffy, fully loaded sausage burritos are just $3 on the $1-$2-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Exciting October camp. We will begin with Gail at Sky Sports News, please.
Brina, first of all, should we start with a couple of faces you know well? Frank Kirby, Kelly Backing, goals. How happy are you with both of their form going into these two games?
Yeah, well, I'm just really happy they're fit again and they can compete. And it's good to have them back. So I think, they performed good enough. It was unlucky that they couldn't come in September. But that gives other players opportunities. But now they're back and it's good. Good for the team.
Not one to normally pull a few surprises. And you do like a very consistent squad. A few different names in there. Can you talk us through some of them? I think anybody watching the derby would have known what Jessica Park can do, even maybe before Sunday. What do you like about her, first of all?
Yeah, well, first your first question is we qualified for the World Cup now, so we have 10 months to prepare for the World Cup. And it's good that there's some talented, there are a lot of talented players, but some talented players are knocking on the door. And this is a real good opportunity to bring players in and to see where they're at. And I think Jess Park, we follow for a long time already, as we do with most of the tender players, of course. She's in a good place. She plays well. I think she can play up front, but she can also play midfield. So tight on the ball. Last year, of course, with Man City, she played most of the time on the outside. Now she's a little more dropping too. So yes, it's exciting for her.
Was she in before the weekend's performance, or did that absolutely cement her place?
Pardon me? Sorry?
Was she in even before the weekend's performance, or did that cement the place for you?
Yeah, well, we made the final decisions after the last match, because we didn't have the lots of opportunities. So only two women's Super League games. So we really wanted to use that game to finalize our decisions.
Lucy Parker and Esme Morgan. What do you like about those two?
Yeah, two defenders, youngsters. Esme, obviously, we invited last year, September 21, and she got injured then. I think she came back really strongly, also in Champions League. So, yes, it's good to have her. And of course, she was really happy to come in and see where she's at. Same with, different with Lucy Parker. She's very athletic. She was in the youth teams already, had some injuries, but she had a good preparation, good games. So yes, it's good to have them in the team and to see where they're at and what they can do. compared with some more experienced players, and we have a little balance or even more balance now with experienced players and young talents coming in.
You clearly want to have a look at a few new faces, but they must have been quite hard conversations because you've left a few of your European champions out, the likes of Beth England, Nikita Paris, Lottie Wibbermay. What sort of conversations you had with them? Have you reassured them, or is this purely just about casting the net a little bit wider?
Yeah, there were hard conversations, there were hard choices. And what we, you know, when you look at the team, it's very competitive in our team and in the different positions. So we look at the quality, of course. It starts with quality and talent. It's being fit, making playing minutes with your team, and then winning the competition with the ones that you're competing with for your position. And some of the players that we left out now, they just... for a longer period of time, they didn't play minutes for their club team too, and they're also tight for competition for our squad, so not very many playing minutes for our squad, so competing to be selected. And now the competition, as we saw, like Lauren James is doing really well too, she's getting up there, so that some of the players just lost the competition at this moment, and hopefully they can show and still competing and give us headaches for the next time.
Yeah, you watched Lauren James, didn't you, at Chelsea, Man City on the weekend. How much have you enjoyed watching the Super League? How much has it sort of made your job easier? And how proud do you feel when you look and hear about all the crowds at all these games, knowing that you've played a huge part in getting people along to watch it?
Yeah, I think that's really exciting. It's really nice to watch the games. We all enjoy it with our technical staff when we go to the matches. Big crowds, good level of games. And it shows again that performing makes visible and makes a change. And we need each other. So the players are also so good because, you know, there's the big competition here, good facilities at clubs, programs, they come in. Then we before the Euros, we had a good preparation. We performed at the Euros. And so we're trying to improve the game and make people enthusiastic to come to the game. And I think now we have the momentum with big crowds and good games, and I just hope we keep that and we keep fans enthusiastic to come to the games, to the England team, but also to the club venues.
Got another huge opportunity, haven't you, in the next few weeks to do that again? I mean, look at that smile on your face, the opportunity of taking on the USA at a packed Wembley again. I mean, some coaches go through their whole career not being able to pack out Wembley, and you're doing it you know, the second time in the space of a few months. How big an opportunity, how good a benchmark will it be?
Very good, of course. First of all, it's really, really nice that we can go to Wembley again, and it's sold out already. It's also very nice looking after that we're going to Brighton, because we have some good experience there and the nice fans there too. But playing the US at Wembley with 90,000 people, playing the number one of the world, is just such a big occasion. But it's also another measurement for us where we're at. And that's really what we want. We want to compete with the best countries. I think we're one of the best countries too. That's what we've showed. And to see where we're at. And then after that, you have 10 more months to figure out what we can do better and what we're doing really well. So, yes, I'm really, really looking forward to that match. And I think with me, so many other people.
And just finally for me, we saw Leah Williamson last night with Jill Scott, watching the men's... enjoying, I think, the free hospitality. They said they like the free meals, the free sports tickets, and the free coffee. I mean, really rock and roll. I don't think you're going to have too many problems, are you, to keep all these players' feet on their ground if that's the best that they're loving life at the moment, is it?
Yeah, we're still really enjoying it. We're also looking forward, you know, like winning the Euros, you know, connects us for the rest of our life, and it really changed. Life has changed since then. But we're also looking forward, and we're just enjoying the moment, but we know that if we want to keep performing or sustain performing, that we need to bring up our game to the next level, and we all know that, and that brings a lot of work and brings very nice things too after the Euros. But we're very aware, and I think we're still very grounded.
I bet you haven't had to buy a drink, have you, at any of the grounds you visited?
No. But to be honest, that was before we won the Euros too. I think the welcoming at clubs has been really good.
I don't think you'll ever have to buy a drink in this country again, Serena.
Thanks, Carol. Yes. We'll go to Emma at the BBC. Thank you. Hi, Serena.
Hi.
Yeah, you spoke there about Lucy Parker being one of those players who's come into the squad. I just wondered, you know, everyone's been talking about Maya Letizia. She scored 2 goals on a Manchester United debut. She got an assist the other day. What more does she need to do to get into the squad?
Well, you're comparing them with each other. No, I think, well, Maya did, yes, she did absolutely very good. I think she's not, it's really nice that she scored, but her main task in the game is nice to scoring, but it's not scoring, it's defending and starting the build-up, and I think she did a good job. But I think what I saw in the other players is made me choose that they're coming in. Just need to see a little more.
Is it fair to suggest, though, that Maya might be one of those players that is trying to get into the squad, that is someone that you're looking at very closely? Was she one that was close to being in?
Well, she's also been looked at as other players too. We have the under-23s. She's in the under-23s. There are lots of very good young players, and we're figuring out who's already ready to come in. And for this time, we pick these players we think at the moment they're the best players to pick.
Lauren James, she's been playing so well for Chelsea, and you mentioned in the summer she had such a good summer. Can we expect to see a little bit more of her in an England shirt in this camp, as opposed to maybe the last one where she didn't have as many minutes as obviously what she's had more?
Oh, we haven't figured it out yet. We start training on Monday. She has to keep performing and competing with the players that are coming in. So you'll see Friday, but we haven't made our final decisions yet. That's too early.
And just on Esme Morgan, we've not seen too much of her. Obviously, she's been coming back from an injury at Manchester City. But yeah, just how fit is she? Is she fit enough to play a full 90, or will you have to sort of manage her minutes?
No, before the start, we don't have to manage minutes. She's fit. She can play. She's played Champions League too. I think she did really well. So yeah, if we do have to manage, we will. But now from the start, she's fit to come in and to play.
That's Catherine.
Hi, Serena. USA, obviously, a hugely exciting game, the first one of this camp. It feels like maybe in the past there's been, in this country, a fear factor around playing the United States. They've always been the top nation, always the country to beat, and maybe they've had a psychological advantage over us in the past. Your squad, having had the experience of winning something together, do you think that's, you know, that psychological advantage has maybe diminished and the fear factor has maybe diminished a little bit?
If there was, I hope so. I think with the team, the development of our team over the year and in the Euros, the experiences we got, I think we showed courage, and we really played with courage, and not to win and to win and not to prevent mistakes. And that's what we want to do all the time, and that's what we tell the players too. And that's how we will approach the USA game too. And yes, we all know it's a big opponent, but Germany and Spain were really, really big opponents too. So, yeah, we just approach it the same way we do, playing to win, accepting mistakes, and hopefully we can bring our style of play on the pitch.
You think they will fear England having coming to an intimidating Wembley full of English fans?
No, I think they're excited too. I don't think the Americans have fear. But they've also seen how good we have done in the Euros, and I think they will respect us too, and that's what we do with them too.
Thanks, Catherine. Yep. Let's go at the back. Thank you.
Hi, Serena.
Hi.
I just wanted to check in again on Steph Horton. She obviously played the first two WSL games of the season. I wondered, I think you were saying about having another conversation with her prior to this camp. Where is she at in terms of your thoughts, how close she might have been to coming back in?
Yeah, I've had a conversation with her again, and I think she's not right ready. And also taking the opportunity, so have the players we already experienced and we're in the squad, and bringing in some young players. It's 10 months still to go to the World Cup. The door is still open. I have a conversation with her, and I will meet her again at the end of October, and then we'll see where we are at that moment.
We've talked about potentially the fear factor on each side with the United States and England. I just wondered, going back to the 2019 World Cup, when the United States played England in the semi-final and then your Netherlands team in the final, How do you think this current United States compares to then? Are they about the same? Are they a better team now? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's already 3 years ago. That firstly, I think they have some changes in their team. They brought some new young players in too. Obviously, they have another coach now. We have analyzed their style of play. And I think in their philosophy, it's not very different than it was before. We're just really prepared, and we'll see how that relates to us. I'm actually very excited because, for us, we'll just see. We hope we can dominate a little bit. But we know they're really strong too, very physical. Want to play possession game, but also don't make it harder, don't make it complicated. If they're up front, they're really direct to the goal too, and have some very experienced players, but some younger players in too, than compared to the Olympics or World Cup 2019.
Great,
thanks, Phil. Time for one more question, if there is. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hi. I was just wondering how are you going to manage expectations? So obviously, like the players coming in, like Jess, obviously that's like really exciting for them. How would you manage the expectations in like getting picked for starting 11 or putting on the bench or maybe not getting picked at all for the game? How would you how would you manage that? And what would be the best way for players that haven't been picked? Would you say that this would be their motivation to get back in? If that makes sense.
No.
So basically, my question is.
Just do one question at a time, please.
So, how would you manage the expectations of players that have come in for there being their first call up, about being selected for the squad, and for the actual game itself?
Well, I think let's first answer that question. I think the players are really excited to come in, and the first thing they have to do when they come in is being well on the pitch, show what they can do. And enjoy. Hopefully they enjoy too, because they play football because they really love it. And now they're professionals, so they want to perform. And we're going to see how that relates. It would go really quick if they all of a sudden be a starter too. Then I think I made wrong mistakes. I made wrong choices before. But I hope they can attach or can come close and compete really with the players that have been in before.
Oh yeah. The second one is the players that haven't been selected. So obviously you left European Cup winners. How would you manage their disappointment? And would you say that this to use this time away from the England camp as a motivation to get back in?
Yeah. Picking players is all about performance, and what we see is that there is a big competition. So I think the depth in the squad is really good. So it's hard to make choices too. So I had conversations with all of the players that were in before and weren't in now, give them some feedback, and now they have to work and try to find a way back in. And of course, we keep following them because they're very good players. It's not just that we follow 23 or 24 players. We'll follow a big group of players and pick the best ones. And as I said, it's 10 months before the World Cup starts. It's also an opportunity to bring them some young players to see where they're at.
Thanks very much.
Thanks
for the question, and thanks to you all for your time. We look forward to working with you next week.
Thank you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise, There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.